It's 65 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guests today are from the Tony Award-winning musical Memphis. It's the end of the year production by Cape Fear Theatre Arts, and this is the show for the New Year's Eve gala at Thalian Hall. The show opens on Wednesday, December 30th, and it runs through January 17th. You can find out more about the show and get tickets at thalianhall.org. And we have a few people here in the studio today. The first person I'd like to introduce is Justin Smith, and he's the director of the show. Plus a bigwig in Cape Fear Theatre Arts, maybe the artistic director or something, or I don't know what. But he's the director of the show for sure, and he's going to give us an overview of the plot, the story of Memphis, the musical.
Yes, Memphis is a wonderful tale about a young guy named Huey, Huey Calhoun, and he is a white gentleman who's trying to find his way in the world. Having a hard time locking down a job, and he one thing he does love is music, and through his naivete and maybe ignorance, happens down to Beale Street, walks by a all black nightclub, hears some music, ventures in, and has to figure out who is singing this song. And who he finds is Felicia, who he immediately is drawn to, and decides for no good reason to get her on the center of the radio dial and put her on the radio, and promises her he's going to do it. But the problem is he's not actually – he doesn't have a job in radio. So he has to then break into a radio station and put on race music. Essentially, all of the young white teenagers fall in love with the music and buy all the records in the world, and Huey Calhoun becomes the biggest thing in Memphis, and race music is now the popular music. It's at the center of the radio dial. And the rest of the story is about his and Felicia's journey and relationship and what stardom and success brings to them.
Mm-hmm. And this is based on a kind of true story, isn't it, Justin?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
So this is about in the 60s?
50s.
50s, yes. And then in the 50s.
Yep,
now,
50s.
We have two other guests here in the studio. We have Barbara Mutu. She's playing Felicia. And we also have Jarrell Young, and he's playing Bobby. Barbara, let's talk to you first, please. You're playing Felicia. This is the main woman character, very important figure in this whole thing. You're the one who's introducing this young man, this Huey guy, into the beauty of the music, and he falls in love with you. And I mean, are you kind of a metaphor for the music in any way?
I think in a sense, she's fierce, she's fearless, she's proud of where she comes from. The music is strong, it's culturally rich, you know, so it draws a lot of people in. But at that time, for him to make the choice to throw himself in it the way that he did, you know, and the color of skin that he was a bold move for him. So I think, yeah, she is in a sense a metaphor for the music, because he's totally enthralled with her. Like, he just falls in love with her and falls in love with the culture of the people. So yeah, I can definitely say that.
Barbara Mutu is someone that you may never have seen on stage before, because she's from the Bronx.
Yeah.
She's from New York, and they found her. Cape Fear Theatre Arts found her at an audition in Greensboro. So have you ever played this role before?
No, never. But I've seen it on Broadway twice, when it was up in 2010, and fell in love with it then. So this is so freaking exciting for me.
It's a powerful story.
Yeah.
What have you found interesting about being here in Wilmington and being able to star in the show?
I feel like the circumstances of the play is really bringing a lot of things to light for me, in particular how much you'll do to go after what you want, despite the things that are around you that are telling you not to, that are telling you that you can't. The strength of the characters and the people that she's surrounded by speak to me in my daily life, and how important it is to go after what I want. And theater, as hard as it is something that I love, and nothing will stop me, whether I have a Huey or not. So
right.
I think, yeah.
And let's talk to Jarrell Young over here, who plays Bobby. Jarrell is is from Connecticut. And he was actually touring with the Broadway production of Memphis. So, but here we have him here in Wilmington to be in our version of Memphis. How did you get involved with the show, Jarrell?
I went
Bobby.
To a long, yeah, I went to a long, rigorous audition process in New York City with 3 months. They saw over 3,000 people, and they had to make a cast of, well, the producers at the time had to make a cast of 22 people. So from 3,000 to 22 is a big deal. So
yeah.
I made the cut after 3 months of rigorous auditioning. Yeah, I was cast as Bobby on the second national tour.
And you're the, you start off as a janitor in the show.
Yes, I do.
And but it, of course, you get your opportunity to shine. You have to fill in for Felicia at a certain point.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
I do.
Then you get to perform and things change for you.
Yes, yes,
at
yes.
that point.
Yeah, Bobby starts out as just, you know, just a cute little, you know, chubby, cubbly standby type of guy with a couple of funny one-liners in the first act. In the second act, he has a bit of a surprise for the audience that some people don't see coming. And then once that surprise is kind of shown, you can actually really see what Bobby's all about as the show goes on. He does make the show fun, and he takes some of the he changes the storyline just a tad, not so much. The actual storyline of what it's meant is still there, but he does help bring a little bit more of laughter to the show itself.
Yeah, and but we'll hear both of you singing with your with those great voices, right?
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, maybe.
Now, the other main character is there's a white guy in
Huey.
Here.
Yes.
That, who? Yeah. Huey. Who's playing that part?
Paul Teal.
Great. Mm-hmm. Paul Teal.
You've gotten the great John Stafford's in there. He's awesome.
John Stafford.
Wilmington. Great. So some really great people.
A great cast. You can find out more about this show at thalianhall.org. Again, this opens on Wednesday, December 30th. It runs through January 17th. This is Cape Fear Theater Arts. This is part of the gala at Thalian Hall on New Year's Eve. Thank you so much for coming
us.
Thank you. This is exciting. Awesome.
And break legs here in Wilmington.
Thank you.
It's 65 degrees. It's 12:06. The State of Things is on 91.3. Music continues here on Classical HQR.